Blog Talk Radio.
Waking up from this nightmare, I still feel the heat on my skin. Fire's burning everywhere, try to find a way to make it end. I was sleeping when the light's on, sleepwalking in a twilight zone, wondering, Lord, how long? How long will this suffering make me feel like the pain inside can't be real for long? And the road I had to walk was rough, but I realized I'm strong enough. Oh,
Nancy, giving you the very best in radio ministry.
What Happens on God's Eye Again Radio. We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry you are in. God's Eye Again Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Just press 1 for the host queue. Our theme in Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today joining us is an awesome young lady. I've never met her before, never had a chance to talk to her, but today is the day. I was introduced to her by someone who thought about me, which I'm so humbled and elated that Angelo LLB of Double Exposure Media contacted me and asked me to have her on, and I'm so elated to have her here with us. But a little bit about her, she can tell us best, but this is what I have heard of her. In the Entrepreneurs and Business and Leaders section, someone had interviewed her, and it's by Casey Wally. No one knows better what it takes to be a resilient survivor than Katrina Walker. She may have been kicked down multiple times throughout her life, but she always found the strength to come out victorious. As a woman with such a warrior spirit, it's no wonder that she was able to transform herself into a multimillionaire from scratch. Success did not always come without its fair share of trials. After divorcing her abusive husband of 20 years, more dysfunctional relationships followed, but she knew and she grew up watching her own mother suffer from physical abuse, had married the wrong man a few times, but she did not allow that to waver her aspirations. There's so many things about her that we could talk about on today, but she's here to tell us her story herself, and we would love for you to welcome Miss Katrina Walker to God's Eye Again Radio. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm Katrina's booking agent, and so she's like 2 seconds away.
No problem at all. Well, you can say hello, share with us a little bit about your...
Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know, how you know, you call in and, you know, how you would know that we're even on the phone, you know? So
yes.
Yesterday we was on a blog, talk radio, and the guy really didn't know we was on the phone, and he just went on forever, you know, talking about, you know, his subject matter, and I didn't know how to get to the person, so I'm just so wonderful. I'm just so grateful that we got through.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, I see everything in queue. I have a little switchboard that shows up on my computer, so it shows me that you are in queue, and we just do our little intro. We try not to take up too much time, a little bit of music, and our you know, a little bit about who we are, and then we talk a little bit about our guests, and then here you are representing her temporarily until she comes.
Right, and so I can just go get her now, okay?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Bear with us. She'll be with us in a moment.
Yeah, she said there was a lot of noise around her. She's trying to move to a location so that you can hear her clearly without a lot of background noise.
Okay, problem.
So is this live? Are we being taped?
Yes, we are live.
We are. Okay, well, what are we going to talk about?
Well, introduce yourself. who you are. I'd love to chat with you for a moment until she comes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Belinda Trotter James, and I've been working in the publishing industry for years. I created Hype Hair Magazine, and now I'm working, you know, with Angelo just to make sure that our clients get the best, you know, publicity and that we are able to get their information out to the public, you know. So Angelo has just celebrated 46 years, you know, of his company Double Exposure, and he's just doing such a wonderful job. And he not only does has celebrities on his roster, he also has, you know, just wonderful folk that took their lemons and made it into lemonade. And that's why we have Katrina Walker on, you know, for you today. And she's just has an amazing, amazing story. And, you know, sometimes you wonder why me. And it's because it was supposed to be you. You were supposed to go through whatever you went through so that whoever comes up behind you is able to say, you know, is able to have some hope and some faith because you went through it. And now you're able to give them some hope and faith, you know, that they can also make it through. So I'm just excited about, you know, what's happening today.
Absolutely, me too. I was so shocked. I was at work, actually, and I got the call. And Angelo, he was like, "Can I speak to Nancy Sellers?" I was like, "Speaking?" And he was like, I saw Ellerby come up on the phone. And I was like, I wonder if that's the same Ellerby that I, you know, just happened to, you know, through my emails corresponding. We talk on the phone sometimes. And it sure was. I was like, Angelo? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh. I was so shocked. But humbled, you know. I said, "You remember me?" He said, "Of course." He said, "You still doing radio?" I was like, "Yes." So he shared with me a little bit about her and a few other people that he had in mind. And I said, "Absolutely. I definitely would love to hear the story, you know, being a domestic violence survivor myself and stuff like that. Definitely an interest. We need to keep our audience aware of these things that are still happening on today."
Yeah, definitely. And it's so funny, you know, you think that one generation, this could be wiped out, and he has another generation, you know, going through the same thing. I don't know if it's a thing where, oh, it can't happen to me. I'm not sure why we have it in each generation. Maybe that's just how the world works, you know?
Yeah. I think she'll probably have a lot of insight on, you know, what the signs and stuff are when people just think those little things mean nothing, but they mean a lot.
Yeah, and she also has a book. She'll be talking about her book. She'll be talking about her foundation. And I just can't wait till she gets on. And, you know, and coming up, too, we also have, there's another young lady. Her name was, her name is Sparky D. And back in the day, she was like a female rapper. So she's.
I had her. I had her on. I did.
Oh, you had her on already? Oh,
I
okay.
did.
Okay. We're putting together her package and stuff, too, now, so that she's going to come back out on stage. I'm like, really? Oh, this is going to be exciting. So. She has a lot of things coming up, too. So I'll make sure, you know, when her book is out and, you know, she has her prayer oil and stuff, then I'll make sure I'll bring her back on so she can talk about, you know, her upcoming stuff.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I enjoyed her. We had a great time.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. And, so I'm going to just see if she's ready so we can be blessed. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, and without further ado, we have the fabulous Katrina Walker. Thank you so much, listeners, for waiting. It'll be worth the wait. Nancy, it's all yours.
Yes. All right. Well, welcome, Miss Katrina Walker.
Thank you.
I shared a little bit about it, but only you can do it better than me, so the floor is yours.
It's Nancy, right? It's Nancy,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, Nancy. Okay. Well, I've been, you know, nobody could say it better than my mother, Nancy, you know, and she's not with us any longer, but she would put her little hands, little skinny lady, you know, look like, kind of resemble the little lady on the Beverly Hillbillies, but a black woman. Born in 1932, she would hold her hands down, girl, and say, you know, I've never seen anybody, Trina, go down and come up. And she'd hold them up a little bit further and go down, and she'd lift them up a little higher. So let's just tell you a little bit about me, my life, just struggle after struggle, you know, but I always combated them, you know. I always came through, first through the grace of God and just me knowing that, you know, God didn't intend for me to be in the valley, you know. And so it started out, you know, I just was a different little kid. You know, I grew up in, I was actually born in Akron, Ohio. Now, that's a story within itself. My mother told her mother, this lady wasn't nothing to play with. My mother told her mama from down south. She had two smaller children. I have a sister that's 5.5 years older than I, and then I had a brother. He got killed. But my brother, she left him with my grandmother, and she told my grandmother she was going to the corner store. Now, the store was in Akron, Ohio, huh? She comes back to have a baby 9 months. She comes back 9 months later. My sister's standing out. She can't drive. Somebody pulls up. So vision this. Somebody pulls up, and she tells her little girl, come here, take her. Ha. Ha with me. Take her. So that's how it started. And I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and I grew up in a little close-knit community where it was about 4 to 5 streets. About that fifth street, black people couldn't go over there. We were forbidden. It was almost like we were forbidden to go over there. But in our little neighborhood, it was close-knit. So I would remember back as young as early as 4 years old, I would say that I raised myself. My mother was always gone. Somebody would say, somebody, 4, you raised yourself? Oh, yes, I did. You know, I knew from when I woke up where I was going to eat at, who was going to have a 3-course meal for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of abuse, you know. I saw a lot of abuse even with my mother. She had 2 more children after me, and their father, they called him, quote, this was a mean man. Man, I saw him, you know, I mean, I've seen him just break my mama every heel off her shoe. I just remember her shoes being lined up on the side of our little duplex, our little house, you know. And I just remember him coming down in her face while she was asleep with his work boots on. And he worked, like, at a penal institution. So, I mean, how hard does it get, you know, then, that the things that I saw coming up, women with black eyes. So growing up myself, I knew all I had to look at TV was, I used to love to look at Leave It to Beaver, you know, and Julia, you know. So I always pictured me, when I grew up, my family, you know, it's going to be a mom and a daddy, you know, from Leave It to Beaver. You know, I was going to be like Julia. Uh-huh. But that didn't happen. I didn't think I would go through the abuse. And I got married as a teenager. So when I got married to my children's father, you know, I went through a lot of abuse, mental as well as physical, you know. I mean, he came in whenever he felt like it, you know. Daylight would always hit him in the face. And the advice that I got from women back then, because I didn't really want to tell anybody what was going on, but when I did, I would be up nights and calling around, and he'd be with some woman. But, you know, I thought maybe, I wanted to believe that maybe he was in a car wreck, or would hate for that to have happened. But maybe, you know, the police picked him up, you know. And I remember one time that I called my mother. I built up the nerve to call my mother. And I remember the advice that she told me. She says, Trina, don't call me no demo. You know, he'll be in there with that. She used to use that N-word fluently. That N would be in there with a long A lie, you know. And everybody would tell me, you know, stay, you know. And I stayed with this man for 20 years, you know, till it just got to the point that enough was enough. And I could say enough was enough, Nancy, a million times, you know, but I was still there. You know, until, you know, we became homeless, you know, didn't have food. The children, if it was one piece of chicken, he was eating it, you know. And I was always the one that was up trying to figure out, you know, what we going to do, you know. If the lights were going to be cut off the next day, he'd be sleeping, you know, snoring, and I'd just be up, you know, just trying to figure it out. And that was my life, you know. And I knew, again, that it was not supposed to be like this. Here I am with four little children, you know, and every time I figured something out, it was always a way that he would pull me back down, you know, until I just came up with a plan. I came up with a plan. I just remember laying on these people's floor. This friend, she offered me to come stay at her house. And I remember laying on the floor with my children. And I picked my youngest daughter up and took her to the restroom, and it was a roach crawling up my baby. And, you know, I just, you know, I smacked that roach off my baby, you know, and just the life of running from him, you know, him fighting me, you know, and an iron going past my head, and my little son saying, "Mama, duck," you know, just a multitude of things just constantly happening till, you know, I just got to the point that, again, enough is enough. And I came up with a plan, and I'm going to make a long story short. You know, I started working for Federal Express. It was a young company. I went in as a temporary. And when I went in as a temporary, they offered jobs. They were going to hire 10 people. They were going to interview 80. Well, thank God I got an interview. And when I got that interview, I said, you know what, I'm gonna get this job. But you know what, I landed that job. God blessed me with that job. And when I got that job, the owner, Fred Smith, would come out. And I had sense enough even back then, I would listen to Fred Smith talk to us. And I knew he had airplanes, but I knew that I didn't want to stay at Federal Express for the rest of my life. They used to post jobs once a month, and everybody would run to those jobs to try to get a better job because he believed in upward mobility within his company. So he trained us, and he talked to us about having purple blood here, you know, at Federal Express. You know, so I knew then that I did not want to work at Federal Express the rest of my life. And at that moment, I just remember listening to him, and I said, all the things that I'm learning here, I'm going to apply this to my own company. And he taught us about 100% customer satisfaction. So I decided, I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. And at first I said, I'm going to teach little girls how to sit and how to walk and how to be young ladies. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, I said, well, I'm going to start something different. I always thought outside the box. I said, I'm going to start me a 24-hour daycare center. And it was never any, you know. I said, just like he's shipping these packages, I said, I'm going to start off and get these employees here at Federal Express. I said, because especially the ones that know me, they know that I'm a doggone good mother. I said, so I'm going to market Federal Express, and I'm going to do it around the clock, just like those packages go out. Well, the packages that are going out, I said, I'm going to keep precious cargo people, children. And I said, I'm going to make my first $5,000. And I remember, Nancy, my first $5,000 was $20,000. So I went and got this little small building, and that's how I started, this little small building. And when it was supposed to be three rooms, but I asked the man that owned it, could I have the whole space? And he said yes, but nobody could see my vision. You know what? Before long, that daycare was booming. I had a waiting list. I had a waiting list. And, wow, you know, that's how things just took off, you know, for me. From that 24-hour daycare, me offering the best quality service, you know, that people could ever want for their children, you know. And, you know, I started making money, and I knew how to manage my money. And from there, you know, I just kept going up and up and up. And, you know, after 20 years of being married to this man, I divorced this man, you know. I mean, I couldn't take it any longer, you know. And all the advice that everyone gave me, which probably thought it was the best, stay. You can't do no better. You know, you're not going to make it out there with four children. It's not going to happen, Trina. You know, you're going to be looking for him. One girlfriend told me, you know, her children's father, you're going to be looking for him to try to, the child support system don't work, so you're going to be looking for him. And we didn't have money when we were together. So, you know, you're going to be looking for him to help you pay a bill. And I had to stop and think, he's not helping me now. You know, right. I'm the one that always have to figure these things out. For my children, are my reason that they're number one. You know, I would see commercials with Disney World for the children who are in the coffee cup. And I had to stop and think, will my children ever be in a coffee cup? Riding around, spinning around. We won't ever go anywhere. We won't know what it's like. I only hear or see these things on TV. You know, this man is going to cheat on me. I'm going to be mentally abused, you know, for the rest of my life. My children are going to be damaged. So I had to get out of there. And I did. And I can remember after, you know, just things going up and up. And I remember doing my taxes. I'll never in my life forget. And I made $3 point something million. I started buying real estate. You know, I owned Center. And it didn't end there. That's why I know my mama, she knew what she was talking about, but she said, you know, she's never seen nobody go up and down and struggle and still figure it out. Because I did. I did. I had the days of being hungry. I had the days of scraping up money for gas. And I know a lot of people probably have, but I always had to figure it out. And I did. I mastered that thing. I came up with a blueprint. And my mother, she didn't have anything, and I don't blame her. She did the best that she could that she knew how. You know, but I had to get out there and do it for myself. And then even after that, it didn't stop there, you know. It was just always a struggle or running into the wrong people, you know, that would take from me. After I started trying to build my second daycare center, the contractor didn't have a license, and I was stole from. So it was always something, but I didn't let obstacles or anything stop me. I just kept it moving. I just kept it moving, Nancy.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love the excitement that I hear. I'm so sure that you have so much to share with people, because a lot of the things that you just talked about are things that I have on my mind but don't know how to really do it, you know. I work a full-time job. I have four children myself. And, you know, I do ministry. And there's just so much more that I want to do. I just don't know how to do it. So share with people how you mastered doing that, as far as, I mean, you did the Federal Express, and from there you did the daycare, and then you managed
Number one, I tell anybody, I didn't do all this myself. I'm not that good. You got to have the right frame of mind. You got to, I don't know people's spiritual connection. Mine is the good Lord God. So I'm not that good. You understand what I'm saying? I'm good, but I ain't that good. You understand what I'm saying? So it's all through God's grace and mercy, okay? That's number one. I'm going to give it all to him. And I ain't trying to just have no church, because it's the truth. It wouldn't do me no honor, no justice to sit here and say Katrina Walker just did it herself. No, I did not. I did not. It was through God's grace and mercy. But did it fall out the sky? Now, that's the second thing. It didn't fall out the sky. Things don't fall out the sky. I'm not lazy. That's number one. I'm not a procrastinator. That's number two. You know, I get out and I make things happen. You understand what I'm saying? God is a good God, but long as I got a working brain, like that Apple computer, I got a mind, I can get out here and make it happen. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to come up with a plan, and that's what I did. And you got to stick to it. See, people don't believe in stability, and people are procrastinators. They're going to always do it tomorrow. Or they're going to make up 10 different excuses of why they can't do it. It's no such thing. And we hear that as a kid, it's no such thing as can't. But that's the truth. We can do anything we want to. You put your mind on it. You know, it's no excuse that I don't have no money and won't no bank give me no money. Start off small. Crawl before you walk.
Right.
I didn't go with no great big building. I went and talked to somebody. And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody got to help somebody. That's another thing, too. That person will show favor and help you. That man that I went to for those three rooms, he could have very easily said, nah, you know. But you know what? He helped me. So that's what I mean. When you just got to start off small and work your way up. As my grandmother would say, you don't bite off more than you can chew.
Right.
As my mother would say, if I move into a home, don't try to fill that whole house up with furniture if you don't have. You got the house. That's the first thing. Do one room at a time. And that has always been my message.
Wow.
I hope that makes sense. I hope people can really understand where I'm coming from. And another thing, too, applaud yourself. You know what I did? If it wasn't nothing but that, just a thought coming into my mind saying that I'm going to do 24-hour or daycare or do something with little children. You know, I don't care about what the world say. I care about what Katrina believes in. So applaud yourself for your own dream, that one thing. So then you keep yourself a journal, and you write those things down. I used to write things down daily, Nancy. You know, it could be one step at a time, you know. Today I got five children. Somebody might say, well, that ain't no big deal, but it was to me. Everything was a big deal to me, and I was so happy. I promise you, I was one happy girl. I was. I was one happy girl, Nancy. I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I never let nothing hurt my feelings, because I remember starting out. Now, you're going to run across. I'd be lying, too, if I said everything was peaches and ice cream, okay? I went through something. I can remember trying to open up, and the fire marshal came out. And they turned me down so many times until this one time this man said, if we told you to get up on the roof and jump off, you'll do it. You know, and right then, I didn't want no joke. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? This is going to open up, you know? So if y'all say y'all want a fence out here and y'all want it open, I got to do, because you guys are the ones that's going to open me up. So I never let nothing discourage me, even if it was a friend that had a kid that didn't bring the kid to me and they rather took it to some name brand place, which they knew that I was good, rather than help me. I didn't let that discourage me, because before I knew it, people knew about me. Everybody did. And that same person that knew me, or associate, because it's not a real friend that don't want to help you out and you're just starting off. But, you know, that's their, you know, I understand. People are like they are, and people do what they want to do, and that's their choice. But they end up bringing their kid to me, you know. So, you know, to help me out later on. But in the beginning, you know, like I said, you don't let anything stop you from your dream. Nothing discourages you. Something you believe in, you make it happen, you know, because I see it every day. I see people have so many talents, and I do tell people, don't quit your job. Owning a business is not for everybody, you know, but we all have so many talents, whether it's baking cookies. You know, we're in America. It's nothing that should stop you from doing, you know, what you want to do. And another thing, too, you got to remove baggage. You got to make good choices in your life. But you remember, if I talk about this husband that I stayed married to as a teenager, on up, for 20 years, you know, and I would have loved to be June Cleaver, but I was not June and he was not Waz. And my children was not the bees, you know.
Right.
Because I never saw June run and had to duck because the bees said, Daddy is throwing an iron at your head, you know.
Right.
So realistically, you know, I had to get, you know, just know, you know, the real thing, you know, to live in the real world and get rid of that baggage, you know. You know, just because that's the baby daddy, you know, I would have loved to live with him until death do us part. But he was going to kill me.
I know. It didn't say that one.
All right.
That's questionable.
Yes. Yes, Nancy.
Oh, wow. This is so beautiful. I mean, I love everything that you're sharing with me. Share with me about your book.
Thank you.
All the different things.
Oh, my God, my book. I just can't wait for you guys to get this book. You know, one lady, you know, that was reading some of it, she said, oh, my God, this book has got you laughing. And then she said, the next minute, you're crying, you know, because it's a whole lot of funny stuff in there. And then, you know, you can, it's so real to, you know, you can just picture things in your own life. Because it's, I don't believe there's nobody in that I can't tap into or touch. Because, see, the thing is, I keep it real. The book is unbreakable. And I think right now people love real. You know, folks are sick of this old fake stuff. Sick of this old, you know, just tell the truth, you know. And I'm willing to share mine because it's going to help somebody else. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. I'm not ashamed, you know, what has happened. You know, I always say that, you know, I have crackheads. I had a nephew that I lost that was on drugs. But just because I know somebody on crack or somebody in my family's on crack, I don't go through things, Nancy, and the next person don't. Everybody goes through something. It may be a little different than mine, but we all go through something. It's called life. And see, that's what I do. I share my life so it can help somebody else. I tell my young girls, you know, don't stay in that mess. You know, if you can figure it out, but if somebody's trying to hurt you, because nowadays, you remember I talked about my mom, I mean, dude coming down in her face with his boots on. But they just shooting you and killing you now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I keep it real with people. I share my truth with people. You know, I'm not embarrassed, you know, and I don't want people to be embarrassed. You know, I want to tell everybody your business. But, you know, but if you're the victim, you have no reason to be embarrassed. I'm not perfect, but I went into my marriage trying to do the best that I knew how to be a good wife. You know, I did the best that I knew. And I got peace of mind with that, you know. But if somebody's misusing you and mentally abusing you, I say go. So those are the things. I'm sharing just my stories. Oh, it's going to be so amazing. This book, you know, I can't wait until they get into the hands of people like you. so you can read it, you know, and you say, Trina,
absolutely,
you know what? I really enjoyed that book. Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So share with us what you're currently doing.
What I'm currently doing is, you know, working on that book. I started a foundation called B, and it stands for Blind Eye. And I mentioned B is basically, what I plan on doing, my next project, I want to build a rehabilitation place. Because everybody, you know, that's on drugs and alcohol, and even women that's faced with domestic violence, you know, don't always have a place to go. So I always say we see people, but we don't. You know, we see, you know, as long as we're going home and eating our meat and potatoes, we're fine. We're fine. But what about that little young girl you see over there? And it's not always about coming in your, going in your pocket and spending money. Sometimes you can give people a kind word. So the B Foundation that I've started, you know, I'm busy with that. Also, you know, I'm working with children. You know, I have a community, inner city children, you know, that I work with. A lot of mamas that were like myself that don't have much, you know, and they're just working and trying to make it from day to day. So I'm helping them with their children, and I'm teaching young girls how to be young ladies rather than drop it and pop it like it's hot. You know, I'm teaching them how you can, you know, stop looking at that stuff that guy got, you know. That's nice that he got it, but I'm teaching my ladies how they can get it themselves. And don't ooh and ah over that Range Rover he got. You can get your own, you know. And I'm just trying to teach them that don't be considered. I heard a guy call a girl a boot girl. You know, and I'm like, what is a boot girl? What's the definition? Well, that's a girl that you can just get with and buy a pair of boots or a designer bag, you know. Buy your own bag, you know. So those are the things that I'm doing right now, just busy, you know, working with my young ladies and my young men and just, you know, teaching them how to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that I'm doing, Nancy, right now.
Awesome, awesome, amazing. So you were sharing Do you give, like, financial advice and stuff like that, too? Do you share
with people? I do. And I teach people how to manage their money. Believe it or not, that's the biggest problem. Is, you know, and it's kind of sad, you know, that we spend our money and we don't even pay ourselves. You know, we get paid and we don't even pay ourselves. You know, all of us got to go out to somebody else, you know. So I teach people how to manage. How to manage their money and pay yourself. If you don't work 2 weeks or a week, how come you can't get none of that money?
That's how I feel. I'm just so tired sometimes. I'm like, oh,
yes.
I get so tired of giving my money to everybody else just to live somewhere.
Right. And we just need to be, you know, just know where our dollars go, whether it's a late fee. You know what I'm saying? A late fee. Somebody may say, well, that ain't nothing. Yes, it is. It's yours, and it's going into the hand of some man, like the Wizard of Oz, some man sitting somewhere up top that you'll never see, you know, and it's your money. How much of that can add up? And CDs and savings, you know what I'm saying? Or put it in your mattress like them old folks used to do. If you don't trust the bank, it's yours.
I know. It's yours.
It's yours. So I do. I teach people how to pull the best out, you know how to chart and how to manage their money, you know, how to manage their money. There's so many ways that we can make money. It's no excuses, you know, because we're all talented. I tell people, you know, even a beautician, if you just got two hands, you know, and that girl, I know me, I'm for one, sit in the beauty shop, head just tore up. And when you get through, you know, you just architect my, you're architect with them hands, baby. So, you know, it's just so many things. In so many ways, whether I just lost my sister-in-law in May. We were very, very, when I say close, and she's a prime example because we could talk about anything and laugh about it. And when I say a lady could cook, she could cook so good. She could cook like my grandmom, honey. Anytime you can make oatmeal taste good that it slide down your throat, baby. This chick could cook. Do you hear me? But she always talked about it, but she never did it. You know what I'm saying? And I used to, her name was Bernice. And I used to always say, she would say, Trina, you know, I should have been, I always wanted to be a school teacher, and I always, but it's too late. It's too late now. And I would tell her it wasn't, but it got to be where it was too late. Her heart got so bad that she had a pacemaker and a defibrillator, where it got too bad where she couldn't do it. But if she had started early on in life, you understand what I'm saying, and not kept talking about what she wanted to do, And I'm looking, and we're in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, this is down south. This is the country, right? So they have Corky's Barbecue. They're flying it all over the world. And her barbecue sauce was amazing. You know, so it's so much that she could have done. And that's what we got to stop doing. We got to pull out the best in us. Whether it's some Famous Amos cookies, those little cookies that they sell in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Elementary school, that's so good. You got that recipe, baby. Start selling those cookies. You got to start from somewhere, you know, and know how to manage that money. Don't take that money as soon as you make it and go buy you a car. I got the car later. I rode in a bread truck, a Wonder Bread truck. And a girl asked me when I was working at that, she said, aren't you ashamed to ride in that truck? I said, I hope it starts. I did. But you know what? As the years progressed, I walked in a Bentley dealership in Beverly Hills and bought me a Bentley. I bought 5 Range Rovers, time that I didn't have anything. I had to scrape up change or wait on somebody to pick me up or peek out the window, hoping that they come because they didn't have a navigation system then, Nancy. You know, but I knew how to manage my money. I prioritized things. I got my buildings.
Right.
I got my money together, and I managed my money. You got to start from somewhere. I didn't take my money and go buy a car. I bought me another building that I flat out owned. I built the daycare myself after the contractor. That's why I say it's no excuse for what you can't do. I'm a black woman, and I get it. You know, I didn't have a silver spoon. My mama didn't have anything. I didn't look for her to have nothing. I had to figure this thing out. And like I say, we can all do it. It just depends on how bad we want it. And we have
right.
to manage our money. We got to manage our money. Don't give your money away. Pay yourself. Put your money up. Things that you don't really need, wait on it. You know,
right.
prioritize the most important things. You can still get your nails done and get your hair done and do some of the things that you want to do. Enjoy some of the things that you want to do. But then, like I say, be very frugal. If you don't have it, then if there's something else more important and you want to make more money, you got to sacrifice. And also good credit. Credit can be an asset to you.
Right.
It really can. It can. Credit, if you do it right, if you do that thing right, you take it and you don't just keep on, you know, when I say credit, I'm talking about get some money to put toward a business or something that can make that money grow for you. So you just got to make those ideas work for you. You got to come up with a plan. You got to write it down, and you got to make it happen. You can't be lazy.
Right. This is good stuff. I'm very, very motivated by listening to you. As you know, I always share with people. We want to share with the listening audience, but I want to share with myself too. You know, I don't want to just never be on and never receive anything either. I mean, do you individualize your help, you know, as far as helping people, or do you just do it as a group session or something like that? Like, do you, like,
right now, I'm yes, and that's what I do. I share this thing, you know, with people because that's what they want to know. Most people don't tell them, well, you know, or share with people on how to do it. They just say, I got 10 cars, or, you know, the rappers sing about, you know, I'm driving a Bugatti, you know, or we look at keeping up with the Kardashians, you know. I mean, my hat is tilted to those people, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Kardashians, we have to look at those people. They probably their name was famous, you know. Who knows Katrina Walker, you know? Nobody's going to give me nothing. I'm not looking for them to. So we have to get out here and we have to, you know, I don't mind, like I say, sharing. I try to share with people, you know, because I want people to live a good life, a better life, you know. And looking at me, it's the real deal. You know, this woman really didn't have anything, you know. I mean, she had 4 children. It wasn't just herself. She had 4 little babies, you know, that she had to struggle with. She couldn't just think about herself. So that's why I know we can do anything that we want to do, you know. And, yes, and I share that. I have the blueprint, and I share it with people. And I'm going to come out with more books after Unbreakable, you know. After Unbreakable, The Down-Home Truth, I'm coming out with more books, you know, just teaching people how to make it, how to live, how to manage. I haven't been through it all. I've been bankrupt. I've been rubbed bank. I've been without. I've been hungry. You name it, I've been, you know. I've been in the food stamp line. I done had to sit there and talk to those people, and they talk to me like trash. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to ever go back there again. You know,
me
I had to
either.
Sit there and a woman asked me, how you buy toilet tissue? You know, that's so degrading, man. You know, How do I buy toilet tissue? I had to try to get Similac milk for my baby because it was in the black and white can. They didn't even have the wick then. So I went to some girl that she didn't mind me trading milk with her for my premature baby. You know, you name it, I've been there. I don't ever want to go back there again. I don't ever want to go back there again. I don't want to stand in no more lines in the depth of the winter, you know, to try to get some off-brand food. I want some real food. I always did, even as a little girl. But I did what I had to do.
Right. Wow.
But it's better. That's why my mama was talking about those struggles, Nancy. The up and the down.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful story. Wow. Kind of speechless, actually.
I got
but
so
you are
much
a joy. Definitely.
So
I'm definitely
cool.
Enjoying you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the audience, too, as well. I hope and pray that they enjoy me as well.
Absolutely. I'd like to talk with you, if it's okay. I know sometimes, you know, people, you know, we keep it professional, but I'd love to talk with you, like, you know, on a weekend or something, if it's all possible.
Yes. Well, yeah. I guess you would actually go through my publicist, Mr. Ellerby.
Yes.
And he could set everything up. He sets things up.
Okay.
Yeah, you could call him and I'll get any information that you like. He has all of the information as far as, you know, making all those arrangements for me.
Sure,
I'd love
sure.
to talk to you. I would love to talk to you. I would love to.
Definitely. Well, I
and I thank
you
for having me.
You are
thanks
so
for
welcome.
Having me. And let me give you my Facebook, too, as well, Nancy, and your audience. It's The Katrina Walker, T-H-E,
yes.
Katrina Walker. And
absolutely.
That's my Facebook. And also, I have a webpage, and it's Miss M.S. Katrina Walker.
Okay, got you. I think I found you.
Thank you,
you
so
Facebook.
Much, sweetheart. Thank
you.
You.
So absolutely.
Thank you.
What a privilege.
And, you know, I want to share with you, the funniest thing about the whole thing is that people see me, they listen to my story, and they see me, and they be like, you look like that? You don't look like you've been through nothing. I said, oh, but I have. Oh, yes,
I know. I've seen your picture.
Yeah.
I said, oh, beautiful. I was like, wow.
But these legs been running. One guy said, my husband, you know what? You know, because he couldn't catch me. I was a little bitty thing then. You know, you run like you got a rabbit in your ass. I said, sure do, before somebody beat me to death. Oh, no, not me. Yeah, but, they said, well, you shouldn't look like, you look like that. Yeah, I just thank God. Like I say again, I give it all to God, you know, his grace and mercy. He took care of me, and I'm fine, just like everybody else. Everybody else is fine. You know, we just got to pull the best out of us and just do the very best that we can and live a good life.
Absolutely. It all belongs to him. But you definitely, as they say, we're in church sometime, and they say, you sure enough don't look like what you've been through. But I thank God for you being as successful through him as you have been, helping others and just doing what you do and just being phenomenal, everything. And I
thank
appreciate you so much for being my guest on today. I have thoroughly
enjoyed you. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so
thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you all, okay?
Absolutely.
And don't
thank
forget
you.
My book, sweetheart. And contact Michelle, okay?
I sure
thank
will.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You
okay,
too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
All right, everybody. And shared with us as much as she could about things that she's been through. She has a book. Please go get it once it's out, Unbreakable. She has gave out her Facebook information. We always want to leave sharing the love of Jesus Christ with somebody out there, knowing that in the book of Psalm 103, know ye that the Lord is, he is God, It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Know that no matter what you go through in this life, that you meet him on your side, whatever that you go through. For those who do not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, in the book of Romans 10:9-10, it's so simple to come to salvation and know the God of our salvation for yourself. It is that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And it is so simple to receive Christ on today. Jesus saves and he brings us out through everything. For those who are dealing with domestic violence, and it is not always physical, sometimes it is verbal, you know, any type of manipulation, any type of control, any type of someone just constantly, you know, needing to know your every little move is a form of manipulation, is a form of control, the way they speak to you, how they treat you. Do not stay. You have a life to live. There is purpose in you, and God wants to get the glory out of your life. So we appreciate everyone who has come on today and listen by way of internet, worldwide, syndicated radio here on God's Vatican Radio. I am Lady Nancy, your hostess with the mostest. We appreciate everyone who comes here to be my guest, for we just allow God to have his way and share with us the things that people are going through, whether it be in ministry, those who are out, not sure where they want to be at. We want to be diverse, but also keeping God number one here on God's Vatican Radio. So I thank you so much for just taking the time. Thank you all for who've been listening, even when I wasn't on the air. Thank you for just being there and supporting the ministry as it is, for it is definitely what God said. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So we thank you so much for another ministry encounter here on God's Vatican Radio. We're going out this evening with Mr. Anthony Evans, How He Loves.
You are and how great your affections are for me. Now Romans 8, the 35th, around the 35th verse, says, who shall separate me from the love of God? And sometimes we go through things in life, but how many know that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, huh? Anybody really believe that? Because the word says that we are more than conquerors. Anybody a conqueror in here tonight? Now come on, if you're really a conqueror, just move with us a little bit. Come on, Ed, move. Come on, move ahead. It's all right to get on your feet if you want. Come on.
Separate me from the love of God. Who's gonna hinder me?